Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Well, Monday morning, as it is each and every year after the final game of the season, is locker clean-out day for the players. And again, it's another bittersweet day. It's kind of these guys, you know, are going to get a little bit of time off, although a little bit earlier than they wanted.
I think ending on a win helps as far as the sweet part of it. The bitter part is they didn't get the help they needed. But they did have a winning season, like we pointed out. And I think when you look at where this team came from, two victories, and building it to a 9-win team, a winning campaign. They established the Bill O'Brien culture, and it wasn't easy because they got no help really out of the number one overall pick. Jadeveon Clowney got hurt, was not able to contribute what they wanted to see from him, and they had to use four quarterbacks. And you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tom Savage, Ryan Mallett, Case Keenum, they all had something to say about it, especially Fitzpatrick, their most regular starter.
It was great to see the guys respond and kind of rally the last few games. You know, for Case, who was here in the offseason, to come in and do what he did was a lot of fun to watch. And then just to see everybody pick their games up and rally and the way the defense played. And it was weird watching it on the couch at home, but it was also a lot of fun just to see the way guys were flying around.
It was tough, you know, because as a competitor, you want to be out there, you want to be playing. And it was definitely unfortunate timing. I mean, I tell everybody that, but at the same time, we won the last two games, and I'm super pumped for Case and the team. And unfortunately, obviously, we left it up to the playoff percentages, and it would have been nice to get that win for the Colts and definitely for the older guys and kind of push us into the playoffs, but it didn't. So now we just got to keep getting better.
Well, Mark, there's so many guys on this team that fell into the next man up situation, whether it was quarterbacks or even on the defensive side of the ball as well.
Yeah, Patty, when you look at this defense, and they were one of the top scoring defenses in the league, they gave up some yards, but they played a lot of bend but not break, and they took the ball away. That was key all season long, getting the turnovers. And yeah, they got pressure on the quarterback with J.J. Watt and company. Watt affects the whole team because the secondary was able to cash in on that pressure with all the interceptions. And Kendrick Lewis was a big part of the equation, too, coming here as a free agent playing safety.
I personally could say he rubbed off on me. The way this guy approached his work, the way he approaches the meetings, the way he approaches the field, the way he approaches the game field, I paid attention to it and see how he emulated and just try to, you know, he's a professional, he's a stand-up guy, and, you know, I know what type of guy I am, and I've seen the way he do things, you know, and I tried to look at him and say, you know, he's doing it and having success doing it, you know, let me take some lessons from his book. And that's how I approached it. And then, you know, it just contagious, and it's just built around our defense, and that's why I believe our defense were, you know, successful.
And it's very humbling, you know, it's very special because I have so much respect for him and so much respect for everybody in this league. And so for guys to say something like that and coming from him, I know he truly means it. That's really special. And he's a great guy in his own right. He's a lot of fun to be around. He's a lot of fun to play with. So that's pretty cool.
Well, and Mark, you know, we seem like we talk so much about J.J. Watt and about the quarterback situation. But, you know, the couple guys that have been staples here for the last couple of years and really continued this year, and that's Andre Johnson and Arian Foster.
Well, Arian Foster, Patty, he's going to his fourth Pro Bowl. Foster had over 1,000 yards, and this was a new system. So he had to acclimate to the system. The entire offensive line did, and they really got it going. This is one of the best rushing teams in the National Football League. And for Andre Johnson, despite everything and missing the offseason, to have another season with 80-plus catches, that would be 7 campaigns hitting that number. Only 11 receivers in league history have done that. That's phenomenal stuff. And it was great to see him cap his season with a 10-catch, 134-yard day. He's got more 10-catch, 100-plus yard days than anybody in NFL history.
Yeah, really amazing. He's really just a kind of a guy we end up taking for granted because we expect that from him, and he just does it so quietly each and every year.
It looks like he's got a little football left in him, doesn't
might.
It? Yeah.
All right, well, we will find out who's got some football left in them, who may or may not be back with the team next year when we come back. Stay with us.